This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Also, when the game's on the line, and I know he's hit a lot of game winners. Do not get me wrong on this. But, Mike, I'm watching these playoffs, and I'm seeing guys like Cade Cunningham and SGA, just bigger guys.
Right.
Being able to get guys off of them, get shots off, not dribbling 45 feet away from the basket, and then pulling up for a jumper that everybody goes, don't shoot it!
Right.
I think that sometimes the numbers are misleading. And if this is just an emotional thing for you and you go, man, Trey's been great. Mike has said it. It's not his fault. I've said it. It's not his fault. The team has not done a great job of building around him. But at the end of the day, my question remains, can you win with him? Regardless of what pieces you have around him. And Mike just said 4 years in the play-in. Now, I get it. He played 1 year with G League guys
right.
2 years ago, right? I understand that. But, Mike, at some point, your star should be able to elevate you and at least get you past where we've been. And that necessarily hasn't happened. And part of that is because I don't know, Mike, if we can win with him. And that's the big question the Hawks are going to have to ask themselves before they cut a check for $229 million and a 4-year extension, if in fact they're going to do it. So for everybody that says, hey, there's no way we should trade him, we cannot be afraid of what happens moving forward when you look at other teams, and Mike has brought this up as well. My partner's been on this. Detroit, Oklahoma City. Look at the teams that have all of a sudden now elevated, and it looks like both of those teams, whether they win the series or the championship or not, Mike, they're set for 5, 6, 7 years with the core guys that they have. That is something that I think the Hawks are going to have to look at as well. Do I love Trey? Yes. I think he's given us his all. But I also feel like, Mike, we're at a juncture in the crossroads here
right.
where you're about to decide on a big, big moment. And if you do 4 years, 229, or if he's a supermax guy and you do 5 years, 345, you better have everything else in place and know that we're making championship runs over the next 5 years. We're not doing that.
Well, and there's also the owner and how he approaches this. You know, Trey, he got another year, and then you said it yesterday, Trey can opt out. Trey can be gone, and you get nothing. So basically, you either got to commit to Trey in the big picture that you were going to get a general – and the general manager and the vision of the owner. Has the owner's opinion of Trey changed, right? Because we were of the impression in the Athletic article – was that 2 years ago, two and a half years?
Two.
Came out that said that Wrestler's son was a huge fan of Trey and that and the cabal of guys that he had kind of getting his ear about how they're going to run the team. That's why Landry Fields kind of took a leadership role because Schlenk would not sign off on trading for DeJounte Murray. Remember, guys, we get beat by the Heat in five. And instead of just getting more players for Trey to pass the ball to, they decide it's a better idea to get another point guard in here. And then we can debate whether Trey ever sold out completely into the concept, which he didn't. Nate gets fired. And then we're on to another coach and another couple of years of playing. So two things. Does the owner change his mind about Trey, to your point, and say, I cannot win. I've got this guy that you say is so great. And here we are playing. Then on the other side, does he say, or I get a general manager who really knows what he's doing, and we finally get the star player to accompany Trey, because nobody has won the NBA final with a few possible exceptions of Joker and Murray, or maybe the Claw in Toronto. You got to have either a tremendous supporting cast or you got to have that superstar next to you.
Superstar. Yeah. And that is the other part of this. Like, I just feel like what you're seeing around the league, guys, and there are numerous examples of teams that are being built without this element of what we thought 15 years ago, we got to get our big three. No, you don't. You don't. Boston wasn't built that way, by the way. They didn't go out and acquire their big three. Horford, right. Free agent, went there. Trade Porzingis. Jaylen Brown drafted. Tatum drafted.
Right.
That there's ways of going about this that you don't have to go out and acquire the biggest market free agent. And I think that's the Hawks' plan, Mike, by the way. I don't think that's what they want to do when you talk about, hey, how are we going to get over the luxury tax? Let's go get a bum like, I don't know, Bradley Beal
right.
and pay him. What happened with the Phoenix Suns? They went and got KD and Bradley Beal. They didn't even make the play-in. So you have to really think about how you want to construct your team. But the main thing is whether or not you feel like, hey, Trey is the mainstay. We just got to figure out what we need to do around him.
Right. And the other aspect of this, I should have said three options, because if you're the owner, if you are a wrestler, the pushback, as you said, two-thirds of our audience say you cannot trade Trey. And guys, you know, we get these conversations. People get very passionate. People, you know, lock on to their stars, and I get that. That's why you're a sports fan. Some people, that's their guy, and they feel that Trey is put upon. Trey gets disrespected by coaches around the league, by sometimes even competitors when it comes to the All-Star balloting. But he's never going to build his brand. See, if I'm Trey Young, I'm saying, get me the hell out of here. If I'm Trey Young, I'm opting out. I'm actually saying now, why don't you trade me now? We can do something. You do for me, I'll do for you. Get me the hell out of here. Because you're never going to get into any apron of the luxury tax, which wrestler is never going to do. Can we just call it what it is? Wrestler is never going to spend more money than he has to. And I'm sorry, I'll go toe-to-toe with any Hawks executive that wants to call, when they get hired, wants to call in and talk about this. Because, I mean, to me, it's the ultimate insult to a loyal fan base. We're stuck in a rut. How do you get out of it? You're never going to get better until you have established players. Well, I can't get it. Well, no, I can't. It gets me into the apron, which nobody understands in the freaking first place.
No, we don't.
And nobody wants to hear a guy who's richer than Arthur Blank cry poverty.
These aprons, by the way, they're different tiers. And the higher the tier, the more you pay. Phoenix Suns are in the highest tier. They're stuck. They have to dismantle the team.
And look, if you win.
To get back to finding a solution or rebuilding. We're nowhere near that. We got $50 million to spend, Mike, and we're not even in the first apron. So when you start talking about, like, and part of the moves that we've made, oh, by the way, have been cost-cutting moves, whether it was Red Velvet, right. whether it's DeAndre Hunter, part of that was cost-cutting. So to your point, right, yes, you've got good players, but you've also not invested fully and wholeheartedly in some of the moves that you probably should have.
Now, I'm sorry to cut you off. The thing I was going to say is, you know, you look around the league, unless you're going to go all in. If you go all in, you know, it's like the wheel spins around and you hit. That's what we're talking about. Like, I just watched the Celtic City 2008, man.
They
made this unbelievable trade to get Kevin Garnett. You know, they go get Ray Allen. They've already got Pierce. They got Kendrick Perkins.
They felt they were close.
They got Rondo.
Yep.
It's amazing. They didn't win more, you know, to take a look at that. But we talked about, I mentioned Toronto. Toronto had a small window with Kawhi Leonard. They got it, right? But now you look and you say, okay, where are we? Where are we in the pecking order? Why can't we do what the Knicks are doing, right? Why can't we go and invest? Why don't we go spend some more money? Where are we in this NBA? And as I come back to it, Carl, as a fan, all right, what are we going to do? You going to go get Naz Reid? Get a big man? Going to spend the money on that?
Naz is nice.
That's just an idea, because I know we're not looking for super-duper stars, but that's going to start adding up. Okay, who else you want? Who else are you going to bring in here? You want to go get another shooting guard like a Tim Hardaway Jr.? That's a nice depth piece with what we've got.
Yeah, Hardaway didn't give him anything, though, last night. I'm sorry. But look, he's been here. We've done that. Hardaway was here for a second, right? Then went to the Mavs. Now he's become this journeyman. He's with Detroit. But I hear you. That kind of thing. Here's what we have to do, Mike. And
I mean, Duncan Robinson, we just saw what he did for the Heat.
Absolutely.
You're not going to get, you said earlier, you're not going to get a Bradley Beal you wouldn't want him anyway, or Paul George. But you got to go. But at some point, it can't just simply be to this limit and not a penny over. Fans don't want to hear that.
So Ryan Mann hits me up. It put him up. C. Dukes. And he says he elevated Dyson. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to discuss that. Risha Shea is going to be a better player next year. Do agree with you there. He's not the best point guard. He's talking about Trey. This is Ryan. Clearly, he's not the best point guard, but he's our point guard. Did you grab your chest when you did that?
Right.
We haven't complimented him, meaning Trey Young, since the Eastern Conference Finals. Ryan, Mike, and I have screamed this. And I will tell you now, behind the scenes, at the time, they had a general manager who wanted to make changes. Mm. The owner wanted to run it back, and we did. And then it went all downhill from there. So you're right. Let me say this about Dyson Daniels. He elevated Trey. Dyson Daniels' defense took a lot of pressure off of Trey Young and the criticism he's gotten over the years about how he lacks defensively because Dyson was leading the league in steals. He was setting up easy buckets for guys, including Trey, and starting offenses. Okay? Because of his activity defensively. I'm willing to tell you Dyson elevated Trey and helped him this year more than Trey helped Dyson Daniels. Either way, Mike, this is what I think. You're naming all these guys. Rishai Shea has got to get better. Dyson is 22. He's got to get better. We haven't even peaked with Jalen Johnson. He's got to get better. What I'm telling you is this is also a similar thing to what we're hearing about the Falcons and the guys we drafted last year with Bryce and Rook. Those guys have to play and get better.
But again, are you going to augment that with some, by spending some money? Yes, you've got to. And as everyone likes to point out, we've got a nice young core. Okay, great. Great. A nice young core, which right now, as it's presently constituted, even with Jalen Johnson, is what? The eighth seed again. Ooh. You're in the freaking play-in again. Okay? Are you bringing back Caris LeVert? Are you going to keep your bench the way it's going to? I mean, Niang's got one more year, so he's here for at least one more season.
I think, listen, Caris LeVert has shown you, Mike, he can handle the ball and do stuff offensively. He can just go get his shot. That is a guy I definitely want to keep.
Yeah, the only reason I bring it up is because if you do trade DeAndre Hunter, you got to keep the guys you got back in return. Well, otherwise, you basically gave him away for nothing.
They helped us, but I also think the bench has got to get more athletic. Look, right. I love George Niang. He's a spot-up guy now.
He's the minivan.
But who's he guarding? You got to go get some guys that are athletic. That's why these other teams are so deep. The OKCs, the Detroits of the world that we're talking about. I'm telling you, this is what's going on. They got guys on the bench that can guard anybody on the floor. We don't have that. When our bench comes in, yes, it's about scoring. But, Mike, we don't D anybody up either.
No, and then, like, there's worker B guys. You mentioned, like, Solomon Hill the year we went to the Eastern Conference Finals. Guys like Bobby Portis. You know, those kind of role players.
Crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes, you know. That's what we need. We need a little edge. But, I mean, we like Reece Sachet. I thought you want to call that a learning experience? He was not good against the Magic, not good against the Heat. Just pretty bad. And hopefully he gets better. But in the case of the rest of the bench and how we're presently constituted, is Jalen Johnson going to be able to? Yes, you're betting on the comp. Jalen Johnson has not proven you, say, for one season he played 70 games the last three. He's missed a lot of games. So that's, yes, a good core. Augment it. Supplement it. Get some veterans in here that are established, if not superstars. And let's spend a little, because I don't think you can do it the way that some folks have talked about, which is strictly up to the limit of the 40. Again, they didn't use the John Collins exemption. That's another one, which I bring up all the time because it happened. Mm. You had a marker and you didn't use it because the owner doesn't want to spend. That's it. Okay, like I'm excited about Atlantic Yards. I can't wait to see the finished product. But are you a real estate owner or are you an NBA owner who's committed to winning a championship?
You guys can let us know. 404-726-0929. Poll question got everybody fired up yesterday, coming off the fact that the Hawks fired and moved on from Landry Fields. So we're looking for, you know, someone else to be in charge. And again, they have a guy that is going to retain the general manager's position right now. But the new guy, I think, is going to have the main say-so. I think the new guy is going to be the overseer, Mike. And that includes, you know, player moves, phrase deal, like that individual, whoever that's going to be, and then you got your general manager in place because you do need a guy like Ansi that can right. understand what's going on day to day. But I think this new person, whoever it's going to be, that's what I think their job's going to be.
Right. Ansi Salah, guys, came over from Golden State, and he is sort of the caretaker, but as Carl said, there'll be somebody else. Real quick, we've never really done this on the show because it's too easy. It's almost like doing, Carl, give me your Mount Rushmore of Hawks. But what if Luka had not been traded? What if Luka? Is Luka still here if Luka was picked? Is Schlenk still here if Luka was picked?
Well, let's just say.
No, this is not time for bad impression. We are asking serious questions.
let's just say that he did what he did in Dallas.
I would have lived at Mary Max Tea Room. Can I tell you that?
Fried chicken's good.
Love Kevin Rathbun.
If he did what he did in Dallas, you're talking about a first-team All-NBA right. player 5 straight years.
Right.
To answer your question, he would be here, and whoever drafted him would still be here.
And you always say it, whether it's NBA or NFL, size matters. And just a bigger guy creates his shot. Now we can debate whatever the hell. Like, Nico, well, you're going to play that Nico Harrison audio coming up. But, I mean, it's one of those where the great Atlanta what-ifs. I know there are so many folks that are married to the idea of Trey. Just saying, would you be as warm and fuzzy?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right now, imagine if Luka was doing the things he's done.